Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, family. This is Tim, the Overseer. Hopefully you all are doing great and fine. Hopefully you all have had a wonderful and blessed week. I know that I have. The Lord had blessed me to turn 48 this past week. And so it's another blessed year that I've been. I'm blessed to be in the land of the living. It's always a good thing to age and to grow spiritually and also to grow naturally. Amen. Because a lot of people, a lot of lives have over the years have been lost, and so a lot of people have been called home as the saints. Amen. And so we're praying for those that have yet to receive salvation. We're praying for the world. Pray for us down here in Texas as we're experiencing the severe weather we've been experiencing for the past couple of weeks, mainly the last week and a half. And be praying for those that have lost loved ones due to the pandemic, the severe weather, not only just in Texas, because we've also found that around the country that there have been people that have lost their lives due to the severe weather. So make sure that we are praying for people. There are a lot of people that are without water, food, shelter. A lot of people have actually, going out into their vehicles trying to stay warm, and some people have actually died from that, so from the carbon monoxide. So make sure that we are prayerful. We are definitely in trying times, so make sure that we are prayerful for each and everyone out there in the entire world, not just in the U.S., but in the entire world. I've kind of heard some things. I always call things that have not been confirmed rumors. I heard something about this pandemic, about there's supposed to be some type of new virus or something like that, or something in extent to this virus that we currently have. I always said something about this virus. I feel like it's man-implemented, it's man-made. I don't believe that this is something natural, because usually how can man tell you, about some type of virus? I've never heard anything like this in my life, that they can predict what it's going to do, and that it's unknown. It's just like when the season changes, when people get colds, people just get sick. No one can predict that. Oh, more people going to die due to colds. No one can predict that. How do you know that? Oh, this cold is even worse than the last cold. Well, how do you know that? That's why I feel like this is man-made, because they're able to predict, or so-called predict, what's going to happen. So anyway, family, make sure that we are praying. Make sure that you got your tickets ready to go to heaven. Make sure that when Christ returns that you will be accounted for, that you will not miss out. A lot of people are just playing church. Get on board. It's time out for the games. It's time to look for the return of Christ. It's time to spread the gospel. Not about money, not about, prestige and your name and, this and that, materialism. It's about your spirit, your soul. So we want you to be saved. We want you to receive salvation. Nonetheless, we're going to go ahead and get into Revelation, the 18th chapter today. Man, I'm so excited. We are almost done, family. We got after this week, we have chapter 19, 20, 21, 22. So that's a total of what, 19, 20, 20, total of four chapters left after today. We're basically almost done. So I would say probably by the end of March, if nothing comes up, we should be done with the book of Revelation, which is amazing, because I thought it wasn't going to get done until May this year, because when we kicked it off was May last year. So almost a year. And we do know that certain things would have been happening, and I did take a good vacation, a much-needed break. We would have finished a lot earlier, but we are grateful for the Heavenly Father, His Holy Spirit, and His Son. We're grateful for life itself. We don't want anyone to take these times for take them for granted. We still live in a blessed day and time. We really do. Church, hang on until the return of Christ. Again, make sure that you're praying for people out here in the world. Amen. We also want to send a shout out to Derek Oliver and his team for allowing us this platform to teach you about eschatology in the book of Revelation. Amen. I also appreciate Minister Elder Bazaar for inviting me on his show. on Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. East Coast time, and that would be 6 p.m. West Coast time for invite me on his show to teach about eschatology as well. I welcome that challenge because it blesses me. I've learned a lot from sitting under the brother and just talking to him and listening to him. Amen. So I thank him for his invitation to bring me onto his show. He acknowledged and said that he wants to do this with me. And I thank him for that. I said, man, brother, I thank you for this opportunity. Amen. Because I look at it as an opportunity for me to grow spiritually and to take on new challenges in the word. Amen. So that we may continue to teach this word. Amen. That brother has been teaching this word longer than I've been alive about eschatology. Amen. And I've already acknowledged and said that I'm going to preach this until I am called home or until Christ come back. Amen. So if he blessed me to live 50 years from now, this is what I'll be teaching. Amen. For as long as I'm on this earth, I'm going to be teaching eschatology because I believe that we have entered a new world. Amen. And that we are in a new rule. Amen. This is why I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I got to say these things. Amen. And we were supposed to be on Spiritual Freestyle Friday last night. We didn't get to be on, but we will be on in March, the third Friday in March. So forgive us for that. But we will be on in the third Friday in March, which is usually the third Friday of each month. As I stated, you know, there are just some things in this world that we need to be aware of as saints, okay? The Bible said for us to watch, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be watching for the return of Christ, watching for the seasons, okay? So we're not to be naive to the things that's going on. We're not supposed to just go back to, you know, just doing things in the norm. This too shall pass, okay? So we definitely want to make sure that we are ready and that we're getting our family, friends, and our loved ones prepared for the return of Christ. Hey, we already have the victory. We have won. Amen. And as I told people, you know, years ago in church, more than 10 years ago, amen, you don't have to worry about, amen, when these things come on the scene. We don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. I tell people in church, if you are saved and you believe, stop worrying about the mark of the beast. I don't care what they say on the news. I don't care what they tell you on social media. Look at what the Bible says. The church will be gone, amen. And I'm kind of still hearing these messages out here in the world where people talk about the church is not going to be, it's not going to be any people are not pre-trib, meaning that they don't believe that the church is going to be gone by the time the tribulation comes. Let me tell you this. I've read it and given you scripture after scripture and showed you proof according to the Holy Word that the church will not be here when the Antichrist come on the scene. That's number one. Number two, amen, if we were to be here, know that we're going to be protected, amen, and you're still not going to receive the mark of the beast. Because how can you be saved and receive the mark of the beast? The Bible's already confirmed over in the 19th chapter of Revelation. And also in the 13th chapter of Revelation, those who receive the mark of the beast, amen, they will be lost. So, again, don't worry about it, okay? You won't be here. So there's some things I want to get into, but I have to catch myself. I don't want to reveal too many things. Like I said, I'm going to be teaching on eschatology anyway. So guess what? We're going to be going over prophecy in the book of Revelation over and over and over again. Because why? You can never, ever get enough of this teaching. Amen. You could teach this forever. You know, amen. The brother minister, Elder Bazaar, has been preaching this longer than I've been alive. So I know for a fact it can be done. There's so much information. There's so much being revealed to us every single day that's revealing that the Christ is going to return to get the church. So we see right here in Revelation 17, 18, before we get to Revelation 19, that what's going to happen before Christ returns is that Babylon's going to fall. And we've been covering Babylon for the past two studies, Revelation 17, which is the mystery Babylon, which we don't know what that name that was on the harlot. Nobody knows the name. It's a mystery, okay? The other mystery to the mystery of Babylon was, who is Babylon? I've been hearing people for years, even some preachers say for years, that Babylon is America. Amen. I've just learned some new information. I just learned that America is not even a nation. That's part of, if you look it up, that's part of America states that America is not even a nation. America is a corporation. Okay, so that helped me to learn more about where America fits in this whole Babylonian scheme. As I said the other week, I said that America is not Babylon, Europe is not Babylon, the Vatican is not Babylon. What it is, it's religious Babylon, amen. It's a religious Babylon, which you see these nations are used under the religious Babylon. In other words, religious Babylon is ancient. And it's operating behind the scenes to use the Vatican, to use Europe, to use America and all these other great nations around the world, like the Arab nations, the Asian nations, Russia, Africa, South America. All these nations on this earth serve the religious Babylon. Amen. And so you remember last week I told you all, in order to have a nation, you have to have three things operating. You have to have religion, government, and economics. You can go to any country in the world, and I guarantee you that they are not operating with those three things. This is an ancient institution in which I taught the other week that was set up by not Nimrod himself, but his father Cush. Amen. Amen. So this teaching, this thing is deeper than what we can imagine. But once we start getting to eschatology teaching, we're going to dig deep, even deeper into the book of Revelation and the prophecies that of the old prophets from the Old Testament, and also the things that Christ talked about pertaining to his return to get the church. Our job is to be prepared, to be ready, to love, to show brothers and sisters love, to teach them the word, to teach them the truth, to win souls over for Christ, so that when these things happen, we will be going back with Christ. Not only that, we want as many souls saved before his return. We don't want to see our families lost in here during the Great Tribulation. I've told you once before, the Great Tribulation is going to be so wicked. And as I stated, the people are going to suffer the most. And you know what? There's a guy, I'm going to get more into detail on this. I don't want to say his name because I can't remember his name. But he had made a statement based on an article that said that the black household by 2053, our net worth in the black household will be zero. Now, I told you that when the Great Tribulation kick off, scholars, and I believe I told you this the other time I was on the air, that scholars believe that by 2050, Christ is going to return. Now, we don't know. We know they don't know. I don't know. Nobody's professing to claim that we know when Christ is going to return. I actually said I thought he's going to come in the next 200 to 300 years. It's a shock that so many things are happening and revealing themselves before our eyes in this world today that gives a sign that we may even be alive during the return of Christ. The point that I'm making is that the people are going to suffer the most when Christ returns, when the Antichrist come on the scene, after Christ coming back to get the church, is going to be the people who are poor and people of color are going to suffer greatly the most. This has already been written by your people out here in the world in news articles, okay? Not necessarily saying that directly what I'm telling you, but they've already said that when there's disasters, and this is true, who suffers the most, okay? Poor people and people of color. This is the truth. Look at the world now. Who's already mostly in a poor situation, okay? Most of the people of color live in poverty in this world. So you don't think when the Antichrist come on the scene, I've already acknowledged this, they even boasted this in school, and not boasting in an evil way or boasting in a aha, looking down on everyone else. They already boasted that the Antichrist is going to be a white person. So that's not they wasn't boasting that in a bad way, because I know I was one to claim that to say, oh, the Antichrist is going to be a black person. Now, I would kind of feel ashamed to know that the most probably one of the – we thought Hitler was bad. You know, Hitler's not going to have nothing on the Antichrist. He's going to rule for 7 years. He's going to be so horrible. Man, I wouldn't want that person to be, you know, represented by a black person. Okay, I'm just saying. But they were boasting that when I was in class. But again, not in a evil way boasting, but just to say they already knew, or they've already scholars, and they've already knew, because of why. The different nations that have ruled the world after the black nations, because we knew that Nimrod was black, because remember his father was Cush, which his father was Ham. Okay, we know that the Egyptians was a black race of people. And then you saw the transition from the black races of people to the white races of people, meaning that the Greeks came in and ruled Egypt. The white races took over. And then you have the Romans took over ancient Egypt as well. So these were white nations. People kind of see how it kind of transitioned there. And so up until now, we see that what? Pretty much the whites are running the world now. They're ruling now. That's just being truthful, okay? So during this time period, more than likely the way the world is going, the Antichrist is going to be a white person, okay? I know some people may think that's irrelevant, but it's not. These things are very relevant. We don't say these things just to say them, just to throw them out there to make you feel, again, you got to be spiritually mature to look over that type of stuff, okay? So we tell you these things for a reason. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into Revelation, the 18th chapter. Kind of got ahead of myself there. So let's go ahead and look at, we got some time. We may even go over a little bit today like we did last week, because these last few chapters, they kind of got a lot of verses, and they go up, they have more than 20 verses in them, some of these chapters. But let's go ahead and read 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Read the context of love by Paul. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31, into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. We're going to read that. Then we're going to speak a word of prayer. Then we're going to move forward and jump right into our study tonight. We are almost closing out the book of Revelation. But remember, we're going to continue the study of eschatology. The reason for it, because I want as many pastors, ministers, evangelists, teachers of the Bible to start preaching this to their ministries and to the church. I know that most churches are still not fully open, but I've been seeing some churches open where people are actually going to church. You know, people are dressed up in their Sunday's best. They're still going to church. So some churches are holding services. I don't know if they're not supposed to be, but I just know that I've been seeing here lately cars pull up at the church, and they are having services, so that's a blessing. I know there's a lot of online ministries. We want people to be knowledgeable, to give you an idea of Revelation. What if I can do to be a blessing to you, to start teaching Revelation, out of Revelation, follow me. I tell people all the time, just don't take my word for it. Dig in the Bible, get you some books, study, get into the book of Revelation, okay? All right, so with that being said, amen. That being said, let's go ahead and read the context of love. It says, but cover earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the grace of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for another blessed day. We come thanking you for our life, soul, health, and strength. We come thanking you for the many blessings. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Most of all, we thank you for the greatest gift to mankind, Heavenly Father, our eternal salvation. We thank you for your Son, Christ, Yeshua. We thank you for his sacrifice and most of all, his obedience, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit for leading us, guiding us, and protecting us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for the ability to spread your word, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for once again your grace and your mercy. We come praying for the saints and the people of this world, dear Heavenly Father. We come praying that more salvation, amen, comes into the world, that more people become saved, amen, in this wicked world. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come praying, thanking you right now. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Dear Heavenly Father, we come praying that the flesh be removed and that your Holy Spirit come in. Dear Heavenly Father, and teach your people. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. All right. So last week's study, amen, coming from Revelation 18th chapter. Revelation the 17th chapter was about religious Babylon. We found out what Babylon was in Revelation 17th chapter. Revelation 17th chapter was not talking about the nation of Babylon. The nation of Babylon has been out of existence for more than thousands and thousands of years, way far back. Many years ago, it was destroyed, amen, many years ago, and it was left desolate. And what desolate means that there's nothing there, okay, meaning that it's destroyed, okay? No humans live there. Not even animals. That was even spoke of in the Bible, in the book. There are no animals even in ancient Babylon. It's desolate, non-existent. Nobody lives there anymore. Okay. Then you say, well, if Babylon is destroyed, and the nation of Babylon is destroyed, there are no more Babylonians. How do we have a religious Babylon? Okay. Because Revelation 18th chapter is going to be talking about commercial Babylon. We'll say, well, how does Babylon have such power to still exist today? How does it come back up in Revelation the 17th and 18th chapter? Well, that's because, remember, Nimrod, as I taught the other week, was not the originator of Babylon, but his father was. And so what his father built was a religion, okay, religious rites. And so in this religion was abominations, okay, and blasphemies from ancient time. And if you know like I know, when things are old and ancient, it's for some odd reason they seem to have more power, okay? And this religious power or this religious rite from ancient time has been passed down from generations to generations, nations to nations. And if you remember me teaching you and telling you about religious Babylon in Revelation 17, remember it wasn't started by Nimrod. It was started by who? Cush, his father. So what his father Cush did, when he taught this ancient religion, which is the evil, blasphemous things that we see going on today, which when you say, well, let me give you some examples. An example is taking the Most High God and trying to claim it as the one and only true God. That's idolatry, okay? So that's the one thing that Cush did. He taught people, hey, this is where ancient religions like the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the ancient Egyptians, were very popular for having hundreds and hundreds of different gods. Well, where are all these hundreds and hundreds of different gods coming from? Fallen angels and the children of fallen angels, the demons, okay? Now, remember we talked about the giants in the Bible before in the past? These disembodied spirits were served, okay, as what? False gods, little gods, false gods, multiple. That's why Egypt had many gods, okay? So that's blasphemy. It's one of the things that Cush began to teach people of his race, of his people of the time, was about this false religion. And then when his son, he passed that down to his family, his son, Nimrod began to basically continue his father's work. Nimrod took it to a whole nother level. Nimrod then began to build the Tower of Babel. And we know what happened when the Most High said, okay, that was an example of rebellion against the Most High. I said, okay, well, so this thing man choose to do. So instead of serving me, they choose to build this tower to heaven. And we know that they wasn't actually building a tower to heaven, because I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I would believe it to be impossible in fact, it is impossible to build a tower to heaven, okay? We know that that's not possible, that man can do that, okay? Now, even to the heavens, which means the sky heavens, even if they got there, they wouldn't know how to go through the gate, I don't believe, of heaven, okay? Now, back to what we're talking about in our teaching, okay? Nimrod began to take this religion to a whole nother level. And what the Most High did was he confounded the language of men. Since man began to rebel against him, it confused them. So after the confusion, they can no longer communicate. But what is the one thing that they all had in common after they were confused? Okay. What is the one thing that they had? The one thing that they had was their religion. Okay. Remember the golden calf in ancient Egypt? Okay, this is why, if you look on the different monuments around the world, it's why there are pyramids all over the world. All over the world there are pyramids. They've even found pyramids deep in the ocean. That is amazing. All over the world there are pyramids all over the earth. That's because even though the languages were different, the cultures were different, the religions were still the same. This is why in Central America they got pyramids. In America they found some pyramids. Over in Asia, in the oceans, in Africa, you know, different places around the world, they found these different monuments. Not only just pyramids, but ancient cities. And it seemed like some of the gods seemed similar, or some of the symbols and signs seemed similar. Well, why is that? Because Nimrod's father, Cush, started this practice, okay? And you say, well, what are some of the practice? The sacrificing them human beings. All over the world, they've been sacrificing human beings in different religions. They've been doing blood sacrifices. They're still doing them today in these secret societies and these different organizations who claim they serve the Most High. See, that again, that's blasphemy when they in idolatry when they say, oh, we serve the Most High God. Let me give you an example. I remember when I was young, this gentleman tried to get me to join the Masons. And he would tell me all, it was two different guys trying to, one was a preacher, he was a pastor. This other guy, I don't know what he was, but he was just trying to get me to join the Masons. And they got to tell me about how they believe in God, how they use the Bible and everything. But I'm sitting there listening to this guy, and I'm like, you know, okay, I get that you say that you use the Bible, but your lifestyle doesn't really reflect. The reason why I knew it because my dad was a pastor. And so this guy was just, he was just not doing some of the things that my dad was doing. And that's like, well, there's a conflict here. Because if you say that you live by the Bible and by the Word, and, you know, it's just certain things he could not answer. So that just kind of like turned me off too. And then there was just this one thing where he told me about something to the extent to where that if you take a person's life, if the police, because we know that most police officers are Masons, most judges and lawyers are Masons. A lot of people in high power positions are part of some type of Masonry or secret society. Again, it points all the way back to religious Babylon, ancient Babylonian religious rites. All this stuff, Scottish Rite Temple, all these different nice Templar, I don't care what they call themselves, they all point back to this ancient religion back in Babylon, okay? They started all these different things. And if you know anything about David's son, what was his name, David's son? I can't think of that one. Drew a blank. David's son, you know what I'm talking about. He has a book of the Bible. Anyway, his son has strayed away from the Most High and begin to help build all these different secret signs and symbols and just different secret things that help Masonry. A lot of people aren't aware about that. but you need to study that. But the point that I'm making is that this points back to this ancient religion, and it just grew and grew and grew. They kept on adding on to it, kept on doing all these abominable things, so human trafficking, sex trafficking, molesting children. All these things have been going on since the back in the times of Cush, because why? We know that what Yahweh said back in Genesis, the sixth chapter, man heart is wicked continually, and all they want to do is evil, wicked things. And so what they have done is they have disguised themselves to act like on the surface, look, we're the good guys. You know, we believe in the Bible. We take the Bible. Even the Muslims, they have that bad. I don't know if some people may know about Farrakhan, but he has that bad. He'll read from the Quran, but mainly this guy would take from the Bible and read from the Bible. I'm like, well, wait a minute. How are you going to say that you don't believe that Christ is the Son of God and these types of things, that he was raised from the dead, he died for your sins, but then you're reading from the Bible? Again, here we go. Guys, and using the godly, the one and true God, using his religion, or using his Bible, his book, and disguising under a false demonic religion. This was the reason, the purpose that Revelation, one of the reasons that Revelation was given to John to give to the seven churches, because a lot of these seven churches were not right. They was mixing in idolatry religion, false religions, and false doctrines with the believers. Amen. Some people say call it Christian. I don't call it Christian. With the rightful doctrine of the Most High God, the Israelite God, which is Yahweh. And then you see that, and even Paul talked about that in his letters. He used to tell the church, hey, don't be tricked and carried away by these false doctrines of demons and devils, which he was pointing back to the Babylonian religion, this ancient religion that has grew and spawned itself up into more other religions and false religions. You got all this New Age stuff, these New Age religions. I don't care what they title themselves. They are all still false religion. I don't care about them talking about God. And now I've been noticing, since we've been preaching love for the past 20 years, all of a sudden, maybe almost 10 years ago, all these religions have also adopted the word love in there. And that's how they're getting people. I'm going to look, we're a loving religion. We love God. We love people. But you're not following the true doctrine of the Most High God. This is what we're talking about. Okay, when we talk about religious Babylon from Revelation, the 17th chapter, false religion, okay, these are the things that for thousands and thousands of years, Yahweh has said, you know what, it's time to judge these evil people, this evil that they do on the earth. He's going to judge them over in the great tribulation. And Christ is going to bring all this to an end when he returns. That's Revelation, the 19th chapter. When Christ returns, he's going to cast down and destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet. In fact, the Bible said that they're not even going straight to hell. They're going straight to the light. They're going to skip hell and go straight to the lake of fire. And I'm not trying to be funny, but the Bible says that. Read Revelation, the 19th chapter. They're not even going to hell. Man, they are so evil and so wicked. He said, you know what? Just throw them in the lake of fire. They're not going to put them in hell. We're not going to put them in hell for 1,000 years. We're saved. We're not going to put them in hell for 1,000 years while Satan is locked up in the dark pit. We're not going to just put them in the lake of fire. Man, that's tough. In fact, it's probably known that they're going to be the first two to hit the lake of fire. Ain't that sad? Before Satan and all his fallen angels, the Antichrist and the false prophet will be the first two to hit the lake of fire. See, a lot of people in church don't even know that hell and the lake of fire are two different entities. Man, the lake of fire ain't nothing to be played with. You think hell going to be something? The Bible said that he's going to cast hell into the lake of fire. The lake of fire ain't going to be nothing to play with. Man, I'm here to tell you, I'm so glad I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know what to do, and I want the same for you. So let's go ahead and get into some scriptures here, because last week we talked about Revelation, the 17th chapter, religious Babylon. Now we're going to get into commercial Babylon, okay? So remember, we're not talking about the actual ancient nation or the city of Babylon. That has been destroyed. That is done. The nation and the ancient city of, just like ancient Egypt, is desolate. It's gone. It no longer exists, okay? But some of the things that they have done as far as their blasphemies and doctrines of devils and what they do as far as wickedness and evilness, sex trafficking, blood sacrifices, killing people, is government system. Some of those things are still implemented this day from ancient Egypt, from ancient Babylon. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about religious and commercial Babylon, okay? This is what we're talking about. So this is an ancient system that's still running today. And this is just how it works. If you notice that they've been using these same systems for hundreds and thousands of years, it's no need to change. You ever hear this old saying, there's nothing new under the sun? Okay, what you're doing now has already been done. Okay, they've been doing this for thousands of years. And you ever heard the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. Okay? If it works, it works. This is an old, ancient system that has worked for thousands and thousands of years. Why change it now? Okay? So that's the mindset. And people have not caught on to the tricks of the devil. People go to church and they're just being tricked by the devil. They think they were listening to a pastor serving the Most High God. They're not. All these different religions and things like that. And one day we're going to break it down a little bit further. Once I start getting to the eschatology teaching, we're going to get a little bit further and deeper into that, because it's important for you to know this. Okay? So let's go ahead and start in Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 1. Okay? That's what it says. It says, and after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Amen. Verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Amen. Marie, verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and of the kings of the earth. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I'm going to stop right there. Now, remember me telling you that Revelation, the 17th chapter, was what? The religious Babylon, okay? Revelation, the 18th chapter, is commercial Babylon. But they are tied in, okay? They're kind of like one and the same. You say, why is that? What did I say earlier? In order to have a nation, a country, or a nation, okay, you have to have a religion, you have to have a government, and you have to have what? Economics, okay? This is very important, okay, to running a country, a nation, okay? You have to have these things in order to be effective, okay? Because if you don't have these things, it's going to be hard for your nation to run, okay? So as you can see, remember I said that you have to have what? Religion, government, economy. So pretty much Revelation 17 is your what? Your religion, okay? Revelation 18 is pretty much your what? Your economy, okay? That's your commercial. This is how you're able to produce things, distribute through trade, goods and services. Again, pretty much the business side of things, okay? And Revelation 17 is your religion and your government. So your government in there with Revelation 17 chapter, where Revelation 18 is your what? Economy. Those three things you must have to run a nation, okay? But the actual nation of Babylon and the city of Babylon is gone. It's gone. But its ways, its habits, it, the things that it did in ancient times is passed down. In fact, there's a famous book that I actually read. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And there are people who are rich and wealthy today still implement things that people did in ancient Babylon to make money today. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's a perfect example. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a good book. I actually read it. It's a real short book. It only take you about a day or two to read. It's a real short book. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And again, when they found these ancient writings, when they translated, they said, wow, we can implement these things from ancient, from thousands and thousands of years ago to in today's world and economy, and it becomes effective. Well, they've always done that from ancient Egypt to Samaria, to Babylon, Greece, Rome, all these ancient nations. They've always taken things from these ancient nations that work. Think about Caesar. Caesar was the first person to tax the world. So guess what? They implement that from ancient times all the way down. They're making money on taxes. The government system is making money on taxes. This is very, very important for you to know because you see how the world ties into the book of Revelation. I tell people all the time, the book of Revelation is, but the Bible itself is history of man itself. I don't see how people miss that. But sometimes if people can just get out of their own way, read and study and accept the truths, not the false stuff, okay, to accept the truth. So we look at Revelation 18 chapter, verses 1 through 3. And we see, okay, what's happening here. Babylon is what? Fallen. We're talking about the fall of Babylon, okay? So people believe that Babylon is going to be rebuilt, okay? Could it be talking about the system of Babylon? Well, we've been using the system of Babylon for thousands of years, both religious, government, and monetary system or economy, okay? But some believe that's going to be the actual city or something similar to ancient Babylon is going to be rebuilt over by Babylon. I don't really believe that they're going to actually rebuild the city of Babylon because what it says in the Old Testament, I believe somewhere in that area where ancient Babylon was, they were going to actually build like a commercial Babylon, okay? Now, told you the other week, a lot of people say, oh, America is Babylon. America is not Babylon. America is America. Europe is not Babylon. Europe is Europe. The Vatican is not Babylon. The Vatican is the Vatican. However, are they imitations and likeness of ancient Babylon? Yes, they are. As I told you before, there's nothing new under the sun. All they've done is just copied. They just modeled themselves after ancient Babylon and named it something different. So in a sense, yes, it is Babylon, okay? And we told you in Revelation, the 17th chapter, verse 1 of last week, how it talked about, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So the implementation of ancient Babylon is what? Is commercial economics, government, and religion are what? They've been copied and duplicated on many waters. In other words, many nations around the world. That's Europe, America, Asia, Africa, South America, Russia. Any nation on this earth has basically copied the system of ancient Babylon, and that's how it's functioning and running today. Amen. So this is what we see happening, okay? Now, we see it says that in verse 2 of Revelation 18 and 2, it says that Babylon the Great is fallen, is become the habitation of devils. Well, we know that because why? It has implemented its religion to every nation on earth. We told you during the Tower of Babel when man's language was confounded and they all had to go their way. What did they all take away from the Tower of Babel in Babylon at that time that was that they all could relate? Religion. There were some things that they kept on doing. They never stopped human sacrifices. They never stopped child trafficking and sex trafficking. all these governments around the world know about. You know, it shocked me many years ago. I read an article about from this guy. You know, there's a lot of whistleblowers. We're thankful for these people who come out in these governments, who work high in government, come out and tell the truth about the governments, about what's happening, what these governments are doing that the people don't know. And it just amazed me how people just be chilling. People don't uprise against the government. They just like, oh, the government's doing that. Oh, they go back. They just go back to their living. The government said that the U.S. government, not only the U.S. government, but governments around the world, are aware of young teenage girls and boys being sex trafficked between the governments of the world. Now, how is that? Why is that? How is that even possible that the so-called governments who serve God Almighty, in God we trust, which we know we're not talking about the Yahweh God. That's not talking about my God. That's talking about the demonic God Lucifer himself, because that's who they really serve. How could they know that this is happening? Children, young children being kidnapped. Now, you would think with all these satellites on the earth, and I've been working, and I remember when I used to work in mortgage many years ago. This was about between the years of 2005 to 2010, back in 2008 to 2013. We had a system to where it was neat. We could use this, we can log into this little satellite, and we could see houses. Well, the purpose was to use for housing and stuff, to look at housing property. But we could see the ground, had a camera that was like a few seconds delay from actual real time. We could see as far as to the, we see all the way down to a car on the ground. We could look around the street, 360 camera. It was amazing. This is a satellite. This is over 10 years ago. So can you imagine what they have now? I'm quite sure they got real time. So how is it they can't catch people who are sex trafficking, kidnapping, murdering people, mass murdering? You got these people, what they call serial killers. This stuff is all part of human sacrifice. Satan allows those things to happen. The government allows those things. And when they know that people are serial killing people, they never really go after the people. They can find these guys. Trust me, they can. But they allow them to do that because that's part of Satanism. That's part of devil worshiping. That's part of a way for Satan to have their human sacrifices. Man, this is so deep. So understand what I'm saying to you. These types of things fall up under the devil. These demonic governments and systems are allowing so many children to be kidnapped, raped. How can a CPS system, a child protective service system, allow kids to be molested and the people who are molesting the kids never get any real serious jail time? That's why people just sign up year after year to get kids. They know they can just molest them. We actually knew a girl a long time ago. I worked at this mortgage company. One of my friends said that she said since the time she was 5 years old, no matter what house she went to, it happened. How is that even possible? Why are these people in prison? These systems are set up to protect Satan's evil worship and to protect demonic acts. That's why they don't really go after some of these people. But it's like certain people, you know, when they commit certain crimes, they're ready to lock them up and throw away the key. But it's amazing how these types of things, and these are the judgments that Christ is going to say, the Most High God is going to say, you know what? It's time to judge Babylon. It's time to judge these evil, wicked kings, which when the Bible talks about kings and mountains, remember mountains in the Bible is symbolic to represent governments. Kings and governments, your kings are the actual rulers, whether you call them presidents, kings, queens, bishops, the head of a tribe, the chief, whatever you want to call these leaders of countries and nations. The Most High is going to judge them. This is why they're all in a brotherhood together. That's why there's so many tens of thousands of girls coming out of Africa could be trafficked all over the world. Girls out of America could be trafficked all across the world. South America, Europe, Asia, you name it, all across this country, young people and children and young people in young age are being sexually trafficked and bodies are trafficked and bodies are being killed and murdered and mangled across this planet. How is this possible? It all points back to the old ancient Babylon religion. They was doing sex trafficking and serial killing and murdering and molesting, you name it. They were, some of them folks be out here sleeping with animals, bestiality, you name it. They are doing it. This is why the Most High is looking down saying, this is disgusting. The same thing that the fallen angels did when they came to earth. This is evil. This is disgusting. The Bible says committed that, let me go back and read the third chapter of, it says for all nations, the third chapter of Revelation 18, it says for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. All nations. Every nation, even your beloved America. I tell people all the time, don't come to me with that religious stuff about America. America was the first country to do evil. I don't care about it being a new country. It came and enslaved our ancestors. And look at all the evil things. You can go online, look at all the strange fruit, the feeding baby children to alligators, all the evil things. You think the Most High ain't going to judge them people? You think them people ain't sitting in hell waiting for Christ to judge them? You better think again. People have a nervous time. This is a Christian nation. They was in the right according to the law of the land. No law supersedes the Most High law. That's the law from heaven. And the Bible says, thou shalt not murder. And it certainly don't give you the right to harm a child. That's why the children will not be here during the great tribulation. Man, y'all not ready for this stuff. This stuff's too heavy for y'all. Man, y'all might well cut on some housewives or go bake a cake or something. If you're ready for this, continue on. Amen. This is some deep stuff. This is some heavy stuff here. You think he ain't going to judge all the people? I'm going to try to get through this. I said to myself, I may only be able to do half of it. I'm going to try to get it. This is so much good, so much. I'm telling you, this stuff is so deep and so steep. What they doing, so much dirty, evil, wicked, conniving, behind-the-scenes stuff that you can't even imagine. We can't even fathom the dirty, evil things that they doing within the earth. Yes, I said within the earth, on top of the earth. You name it. They are doing it. The things that they are hiding from mankind, the thing that you can't imagine that exists on this planet. This ain't new. The fallen angels did it when they came here, and all they did was taught their seed, and their seed taught mankind, whoever wants to follow them, and to evil, wicked, and then they have the nerve to tell people, well, we'll make you rich. We'll give you peace. There ain't no peace. That's why people getting on drugs and killing themselves. They have no peace. You can't have no peace serving Satan. That's why a lot of people do evil stuff, then they turn around and take their own lives. Heard about so many things about people. I heard a lot of cops are doing the same thing because they know they're doing wrong. I've never heard that. I just found out, I think last year, they said so many police officers kill themselves per year. That is amazing. How are cops killing themselves? That's because they know all the evil, corrupt stuff that they've done. Not only them, people in the military, people out here in these corporations, as well, people out here in these different secret societies have done so much evil, they can't live with themselves. Knowing the evil thing that they do behind, there's no peace in that. Because somebody gave you some money. These people out here in Hollywood doing all this evil, wicked stuff. Man, we're talking about Babylon, this evil stuff that's going on. Ancient evil. Ooh, stinks to the high heavens. Ancient evil. Man, stuff's been passed down from generation to generation. That's why you guys, these women out here, prostitute, young, underage prostitutes. Man, I'm talking about stuff I'm finding out in the last 10 years from studying, doing extensive study and research. See, I already knew the Bible. I did some extensive research and said, well, wait a minute. And we supposed to be a God-fearing nation? How's all these churches in this country, how's all these things happening? Man, you'd be shocked and surprised how many of these churches and these big-name pastors are behind and in on a lot of this stuff. Oh, boy, don't get me started. This is some deep stuff. We better move on in Scripture. People not ready for that. That's that heavy. That's that strong meat that Paul was talking about. We ain't on no milk over here. We on strong meat. We don't want no tender meat. We want a dark. We want you to cook that meat. We want that strong. We want that strong meat. Amen. So watch what it says. Finish reading verse 3 of chapter 18. It says, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I told you earlier in the show that America is not a nation. America is a corporation. Watch this. One of the reasons that they took up a goal, because goal was replaced with what? People. People are the new commodity, and people are the commodities. Okay? The government, people make the government money. That's why we all have a what? Social Security number. America is a corporation. It used slaves to build this machine to spin out money and wealth around the world. But the only way they could do it is if they can find people who are submissive to build this machine. The white nations weren't going to do it. Okay? So what did they do? They tried the Indians first. The Indians said, y'all crazy. Well, this is our land. We ain't doing that. So they went to Africa, and they found the tribe of Judah, the hidden people of God, and brought them over here and made them slaves to build what? This wicked nation. This is all. See, I tell people all the time, people talk, well, the people from Europe came, they were poor, and they came. Stop the madness. Stop the nonsense. Do you really think poor people, that's just like telling somebody from California that's living out there on Skid Row in a tent, hey, I want you to travel across to this country to go to New York. How are they going to do that? They ain't got no money and they broke. They can't travel to Africa, more or less to New York. So how do you think the people of Europe traveled across the seas to America and they were broke? That was a plan. The governments and the kings and queens of Europe, the people who had money, came together and said, we're going to fund this to build a new world. They sent their, they didn't want to send regular citizens. Regular citizens was y'all crazy. So they sent the poorest of the poor. They sent the criminals to America to set up a new world for them. It says if y'all have success, you and your children, you're going to be blessed. And this is why they reap the benefits of slavery. And this is why people, black people in America, are currently asking for reparations. Because what they did, the wrong that they did to our ancestors. Hey, man, you don't think all this has something to do with the Bible. You better think again. That's why I tell you, people tell me, oh, well, what race got to do with the Bible? Race got everything to do with the Bible. You don't want to get me started on that. Man, I go real deep and hard on that. This is what I learned first before I learned the Bible. That's some old stuff, okay? But I want to teach you the word, so we won't stay with that, okay? It's important for you to understand that when the people came to this new world, they built this machine, this corporation is what America is. That's why people keep saying all the scholars and the people, theologians, can't find America in the Bible because America is not a nation. Look it up. Google it. It's not a nation. It says America is a corporation, incorporation. And so it's a business. That's why it's not in Revelation. That's why John didn't mention it, because it's not a nation. It's hiding under Europe. The European nations, and that's why it's important. That's why it's included under those 10 kings that we talked about. This is Revelation 17th chapter. Give me one brief moment. There it is. Revelation 17:12 says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. America falls up under those 10 kings." Okay, not meaning that it's not a nation. It's controlled under those 10 kings, which they believe fall back to those European nations. I talked about that a few weeks ago, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago. That's where America falls under. So will America be judged? You best believe they will. You don't think they're going to get away with it. All nations, the Bible says all nations have drunken of her wine. So that means all nations of this world will be judged. Now, does that mean that the people in there have chosen to believe in God? No, they won't be judged. That's why we say the church won't be here. The church is going back to what? Heaven. The church won't. Those that believe won't be here. Only those nations that have people in it that don't believe will be judged. Let's move on, because I got quite a bit to cover. Amen. Wow. Look at that. Is the clock right? This is amazing. The clock is right. Amen. Well, let's move right along. We may have to use the whole hour and a half tonight. Amen. So let's go ahead and move right along, see where we can get. Now watch what it says. Back at verse 3. It says, "And the merchants of the earth are wax rich through the abundance of her delicacies." because of what this business machine that was greater than any other business machine that they ever created. Because why? Someone had the brilliant idea, and they probably got it from a fallen angel or a demon, or they may have been smart enough, which I don't believe they were. I don't want to give them that much credit. Told them, hey, make the nation a business. Now, you think about that. You got a business, a corporation and stuff, but who ever heard of a nation, millions of people being a business? That's why we have a Social Security number. That's why they give you loans. That's why the government try to keep you in debt. Buy a house, buy a car, get credit card, and they charge you interest on these charges, on these things that you buy and purchase. Think about that. You are a small business. We are individual business working for a major business, a major corporation, and they make money off you. That's why everybody in this country that lives in this nation, if we're going to be here, especially if you're born here, you have to have a what? Social Security number. If you are a citizen of the United States, man, that's deep. You hear that? You are a business. This is a business over here. And this is one of the biggest businesses that has kicked out money. And the world, the merchants of the earth have what? Waxed rich. America's become wealthy. You should become wealthy. 400 years, 450 years of free slavery, 400 years of free slavery. Yeah, I'd be rich too. If I had somebody work for me and I just reap all the benefits, I ain't got to do them, just tell them to go to work and bring me all the money and I just sell all the goods and make all the proceeds from it. I ain't got to give you a dime. And I make you work from sun up to sundown. I don't have to give you a dime. You best believe it, Council. Don't you be fooled by this stuff. You see, Satan's got many people to treat. We're raised on the... Man, let me tell you, don't let the devil trick your mind and fool you like that. It's a whole business. It's something bigger than you. Stop being small-minded. Amen. Let's move forward. Now watch this. It says, and through her delicacies. And I heard... And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. Become saved. Now, this is actually referring to the Great Tribulation time. I want you to know that. But I want you to understand that how all throughout the ages and all throughout the time, how all this incorporates into this 7-year period as well. Okay? So this is referring to who? The believers during the time of the tribulation. Come out of her. Come out of the Babylonian systems. Have nothing to do with her. Don't receive the what? Mark of the beast. Okay? And it says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh hath remembered her iniquities. He's not going to forget. Since the time of the beginning, really since the beginning of time, we talk about Cush and how they started the Babylonian system. See, that's the first time it became a system, was through Cush. It was never a system before. That's why all the nations came together and built the Tower of Babel. So that's a representation of a system. It's when people come together and work together for a common cause. To get a goal, that's why you go to work on your job and they have systems so that you can accomplish the work. America was a system, a business, a corporation. Your job is a business or a corporation. People are a corporation. You go to school to work in their corporation. That's why they go. If you want to be hired in a corporation to make more money, you go get you a higher education. Go get you a degree or a specialized training. Don't have to necessarily be a degree. You go get a training. This is a system. You're making money for their system. This is what this is all about. Okay? Part of what it's all about. Verse 6 says, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works in the cup which she had filled, fill her double. Man, Babylonian system through all these nations throughout the years, thousands of years, the different nations that have risen and fallen, Rome, Greece, Egypt, Samaria, Babylon, you name it. There's a whole lot of different nations on there, African nations, European nations, Latin nations, Asian nations, you name it, Caucasian nations, black nations, it don't matter, you name it. These nations have risen and fell. They all still serve under the Babylonian system. They use the Babylonian system to serve Satan. So it was a system. But see, before then, there was no system. They were just out there just doing it. But Cush, and then through his son Nimrod, took it to another level. But Cush started it, okay? His son just took it to a whole other level, okay? And they've been murdering the righteous people. So an example of that is Cain and Abel. Cain slew his brother from the beginning. In fact, that is considered to be the first murder of the Bible. It's when Cain slew who? Abel, his brother. And so you begin to see this, how the wicked will slay the righteous. It's been going on since the beginning of time. And so this is what it's talking about. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Okay? But when this system came in, that just became massive. It spread all over the earth. Blood sacrifice, human trafficking, molesting and murdering children, serial killing, taking children. It's just ridiculous. It became a mass system. Okay? That's what it's all about. And this is why it says reward her even as she rewarded you. It says, and double unto her, double according to her words. In other words, they're going to pay double for what they have done. They're not going to escape. All these people have been, whether they've been gangsters and mobs and mafias and government systems, doing all this wicked. Look at all the evil, wicked things, all the murdering and killing. They're going to pay for all that. All the bloodshed has been shed. Seems to be all that blood that's been shed. That's amazing. Now watch what it says. Verse 7 says, how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. This government in America has lived deliciously off the backs of slaves. They have. The children of the slave owners have lived deliciously. Nice cars, wealth, millionaires, billionaires. The African Americans are the poorest people in this country, but yet our ancestors built this country. Hey, I'm just telling you the truth. Other nations, the same thing, have what? Lived deliciously because of this American system, this machine. Other nations have become wealthy and rich around the world. I'm just calling how I see it. Are these different nations and governments using their own people? Yes, they are. They're abusing their own people and killing and murdering their own people. And the elite, and so if you can make it to the top echelons of your society, you can live good. Some have reached the 1%. Okay, some people have been born into those 1% and going to continue to rule. This is why the issue over in Africa, where you have these government systems that are just allowing their people to be just trafficked out of the country every year, children, girls and boys just sexually used. People go over to countries have sex with their underage kids. People just doing all that. I'm just telling you the truth today. This is the reason what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to give to you the truth. We're in Revelations. Revelations. This is the truth. So don't nobody want to hear this stuff. You ain't going to hear this in your church, in your local church. Your local pastor ain't going to talk to you. He's afraid you're going to lose tips, offerings, and everything else. Donations and tithes, he gonna lose it all. He ain't gonna tell you this because somebody gonna get offended. We don't get into that over here. We don't teach that weak stuff. This is real stuff. If it's just too much strong meat for you, hey, go on, turn on the housewives or go watch TV or cartoons or video game. Go bake a cake. This is what we are. This is what the Holy Spirit told me to teach you. And tell you the truth. See, the truth, like they say, you can't handle the truth. This is real stuff. And this is why those African, they, not only just in Africa, South America, they allowed this trafficking, these government, Europe, Asia, Russia, you know, the Bible says all nations. That's why other nations are able to just run into Africa, just steal the goods and the wealth of Africa and run out and leave the people poor. It's all a systematic evil system. They've agreed to it. You know, all the tops of these nations, their families have agreed to say, hey, you have been chosen. You're a king. You're a chief. You're a queen. If you want to continue to rule and your children to rule out after you, follow this Luciferian Babylonian system. this evil religious system. Drink of this wine, of this. This is what you're going to allow to happen. Your children, some of your children. In fact, there's a record of an ancient African king that I read about that when they came to Africa, the Europeans taught them about Christ, and they use it again, the ancient Babylonian religion. They're using the Bible. They're using Christ. That's why they changed the image of Christ, changed the skin color, the way he looked, changed his name. That's why I don't call him Jesus. I call him Yeshua. They changed everything about Christ to disguise him. So, hey, look, where do we serve the one and only true God? And then behind the scenes, they were taking children and young girls out of the country, raping them, molesting them, sex trafficking them, using them as sex slaves, maids, you name it. And the man and the king said, wait a minute. Some of his family members, some of his own family went missing. He said, wait a minute. Y'all say that y'all supposed to represent this God, but yet y'all coming into my country, stealing my kinsmen and my people and murdering them, making them slaves, making them maids, using them for sex slaves and abuse for what, for your good time and pleasure. That's because these folks have been serving this ancient demonic system set up by Cush, passed down to his son Nimrod, which is serving Satan, Lucifer himself. This is what's been happening for thousands of years. Ain't nothing new. They've been doing it for thousands of years. It's very relevant because the Cushite Hamitic people started doing it to black people first, to their own people first. And then when they lost it to the Europeans, to the white race of people, they started doing it, and they started exploiting everybody over the world and exploiting their own people. Hey, the devil don't love nobody. These people don't love nobody. These people sell their own mama up the river. These people sell their own family up the river. When you serve the devil, these folks don't care. It don't matter what race, black, white, it don't matter. I'm telling you the truth, giving you the Bible, okay, tonight. Let's just get real, okay? Watch what it says in verse 7. Finish reading verse 7 of 18. It says, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and will see no sorrow. These nations have become very cocky, but this time is really moving. This is amazing. You know, I'll come back and finish this next week. I'm just going to try to finish this all up tonight, okay? But what this is saying is that these nations have become so arrogant. Nothing bad is going to happen to us. You see that in America with people being arrogant. You know, people are arrogant about slavery. Oh, well, my grandmother, I didn't own no slaves. All over the world, people are arrogant. You know, people who are sitting on high of all the nations, no matter if they're Asian, African, Latin, European, Asian, Russian, it doesn't matter. Oh, well, that's not my problem. You heard the man in Texas say something about the people, talking about, well, the weakest, only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. You hear that man? Colorado City here in Texas make that statement. That's wrong. See, that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. People who got position and they in high authorities, they're not perishing. People able to get in planes and leave, go to another part of the country where the weather's good. Well, you don't have that luxury. And that's wrong to look down on your brothers and your sisters and say, hey, that's your problem. That ain't my problem. But, you know, a lot of people had that mindset when that snowstorm hit Texas and people were trapped in their home. People had to live in a car. People were freezing without food and water or running water for 3 days without electricity, had no heat. Well, hey, that's your problem. That ain't my problem. I mean, my family doing good. But, you know, the world thinks like that. That's sad. Let me move on. Verse 8 says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judged her, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and have lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her. When they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys her merchandise anymore. That's going to be it. All the commercial is going to cease. All the money, all these different large corporations, you name it, Amazon, Tesla, Microsoft, you name it, Berkshire Hathaway, any major corporation, don't matter what it is, Bank of America, Citi, Chase, Wells Fargo, it doesn't matter. You name any major corporation, all these people got their own business. All that's going to cease in one day. And these people are going to cry, but the cry is not going to be for a person. It's going to be for the nation. It's going to be for this commercial Babylon, okay? And that's going to be all the nations of the earth that are going to feel this wrath of God. When I say nation, that means that now all the nations are going to feel it. You ever see people at a funeral when they cry? They kind of weep. You hear them just kind of crying, not really like just pouring out, but just like a weep, a bewailing. That's what bewailing is. It's like a sob. That's it. I mean, it's over with. They're going to know it's over with. This is it. This is the end. It's done. That's when you know that we're at the end. Well, we won't even be here. This is the truth. But if you're an unbeliever, you want to know when the end's going to be? When all the money stops, baby. You can count it. All your Fendi bags and your trendy stuff and your high-class stuff and high-expensive stuff, cars, houses, that's it. It's done. It's over with. Christ is about to come back to this earth. He's going to come back and touch down. He's going to destroy his enemies on this earth. Let me finish reading so we can get out of here. It says, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Didn't I just sit there and say that? But you're like, wait a minute. Who said what country sells the souls of men? Wait a minute. What country got all nations on this planet got slaves? I just said that. They selling their own people, whether it's out of Europe, Americans are selling Americans, Europeans selling Europeans, Asians are selling Asians, Russians selling Russians, Arabics and the Arabic nations are selling the Arabics, the Africans are selling the Africans, the Latinos are selling the Latinos. Think it's not? Look at all these different drug gangs and cartels and governments and mafias all over the world. Militias, you name it. They sell their own women for prostitute for profit. Over in Africa, they sell them. In Mexico, South America, Europe, America, Asia, Russia, Arabic nations, you name it. Whatever race of people on the face of this planet, they're selling their own for a dollar bill. Then they're selling drugs and merchandise. In fact, I'm learning now that don't you know, in order to crime is the highest bill being made and passed around the earth. In other words, criminal acts make more money than people selling cars, TVs, computers, houses. Crime is what funds a lot of wars around the world. I just recently found out that a lot of rappers and people in the music industry, they got their funding from people who were drug dealers. Ain't this amazing? I'm like, wait a minute, scratch, man. You mean most people we've been listening to when we used to grow up that was in the industry making music, they were being funded by criminals? The U.S. government did the same thing when they wanted to start the war on drugs. They used drug money to fund the war on drugs. But you think all this stuff ain't going to come to here? Let me finish reading so I can close out. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all the things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that has ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for Yahweh hath avenged you on her. That goes back to ancient times all the way to present. All the saints that preached the word have been murdered, been killed. All the righteous people, amen, for speaking out, been murdered and killed. We're going to rejoice, it says in verse 20, over what they've been, what's happened. Because what's going to happen is Christ now is going to come down. He's going to judge those. He's going to destroy his enemies. And then after that thousand-year reign, he's going to raise them all up from the dead, all the unrighteous that are in hell, the unbelievers. He's going to raise them from the dead. He's going to judge each and every soul from since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve, all the way until the time of his return. Verse 21, 22, 23, 24, I'm going to close it out. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and the pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever shall craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Amen. And all in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and all were slain upon the earth. Amen. That's the saints throughout the church age. Amen. That's also the Old Testament saints, as well as the tribulation saints. Family, get ready. Amen. If you're not ready, get ready. Make sure that you're ready for the return of Christ. When I tell you what John wrote, John did the best that he could to give us what he had. To me, it's vivid and clear. It's gonna be something worse than what you think. The Bible said he's gonna give her trouble, double her trouble, double for her trouble. She's gonna pay for it. This world gonna be something when the great tribulation kick off and Christ, the day of the wrath of the Lord. I'm telling you, man, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad we're not gonna even be here. They're gonna pay for what they did, and they're gonna pay dearly. And not only just them, you think the people in the past got away outside of that 7 year tribulation? Are they all gonna pay? That's what the lake of fire is for. It's gonna try everybody since the time of Adam and Eve, all the way up until the return of Christ, up until that millennial reign. And you think that people think they're getting away with it? There are some people on this earth that, when I say they are fair sumptuously and lived a great, fine life, never had to stress, never had to worry. Had money galore, just had the life, never had to worry, no problems, travel the world, money in the bank. It's like the kids say, money in the bank, shorty, what you think? You know, just ain't never had to worry about nothing and just sitting back watching people just suffer and don't even care. Oh, but guess what? When Christ raised them up there out of hell, because a lot of people be raised from the dead, they're going to be in hell. And hell going to be enough because, man, you think they going to go through it in hell. All but when he raised them from the dead, and once he going to see, going to go through their sins, he going to judge their life, their deeds. What did I say? Every thought, every word, every deed. And if your name is not found written in the book of life, Bible says that you're going to have them angels to cast you into the lake of fire and brimstone, which burning forever and ever. I don't know about you, but the last time I touched something hot, I jumped. I just don't have no power or strength to where if I touch something hot, I'm like, did I just touch something hot? It's not like if somebody hit you or slap you, if you break a bone, you know, you may jump, but the fire is the one feeling that you just can't get used to. As soon as it touches you, you like, ouch, you know, you jumping, you move like, God, dog, that was hot. That's just what you hot water. You touch like, man, you jump. It's the one pain that you will never endure. You'll never get used to it. The Bible says you're going to burn for all eternity for your sins and your wrongdoing. the lake of fire is waiting on them. I encourage the saints, right? I encourage you right now, if you're not a child of God, you may say, well, you know what, minister, you've been preaching this word. I don't know how I can I don't know how I can miss that. Amen. That's me. I want to miss that. I made up my mind almost 21 years ago. Hey, baby, I don't want no part of that. Hot, fire burning for all eternity, no break, no lunches. Baby, I don't want no part of that. I say, you know what, Lord, if there's a way for me to miss that, I want to get on that train. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. That's all you have to do to be saved. You don't have to wait for no churches to open them back up. You don't wait for no appointed pastor or bishop. You know, all this foolishness I heard over the years, people say, well, you got to get saved and get saved. Christ is salvation. You can't get saved. You accept salvation. You don't get saved. You become saved by believing. And that's Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, which is the plan of salvation. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yahshuah and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Family, friends, enemies, whoever you want to consider yourself, because I don't really say that I have any enemies. Well, I guess we do, because those who are unbelievers, the Bible says they are our enemies. So you know what? Family, friends, and enemies, amen. We're praying for y'all, especially you all that are not saved, amen. We want you to be saved. I don't want nobody to be lost, because I know what's coming. And as I told you before, you cannot, if you think hell is going to be a party, you think Revelation is going to be if you think hell is going to be the party, And the lake of fire is going to be the after party, buddy, you better get it right, because you're going to find out different when you get there. You're going to find out that hell ain't the party, and you're going to definitely find out that the lake of fire ain't the after party. So I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't no joke. A lot of people think that I've spoken to so many people who are so arrogant, so I don't believe in that junk, that mess. I've heard so much stuff. Man, I'm praying for you guys. I love y'all. I'm about to get off and go enjoy the rest of my day. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Make sure that you're praying for people out here in this pandemic and with the severe weather that's going on, that people stay safe. Be careful driving out here on this ice, because it's no joke. Just be careful, family. I love each and every one of y'all. I mean that. I know I preach a hard word. The Holy Spirit gave that gift to me to preach a hard word, but I also love and build you back up. I just don't want nobody to be lost, because the world is harsh and ugly and mean. Satan and his fallen imps and his falls are mean and ugly. Hey, you know what? We got to teach a strong word. We can't teach no more of this weak stuff no more. That time is past. We got to get out here and let people know, hey, what's going on? We want you to be saved. I love you. Family, remember, you are royalty. I am royalty. I am out. I love you, and I thank the Most High for this opportunity. I appreciate Jerry Dolver and his team. You guys be safe. I love you. Take care, and have a wonderful night. We'll see you next week. I'll be back on next week, same place, same time, 6 p.m. Have a good night. Take care.